Hello everyone, Jim Packram here. Thanks for giving me a few minutes of your time today. I promise it's going to be worth it because I've got a very popular guest back with us today. And I'll tell a little backstory, Brett, before we get going here, because some people may not know who you are yet. But what happened is a few months ago on my blog, I was talking about selling products on Amazon and starting a business on Amazon. And I'd never heard from you before. I didn't know who you were, but you just left a little comment on my blog and you said, "Hey, Jim, thanks so much for teaching Amazon to me. I'm making about $1,000 a day in sales on Amazon now. It's awesome. Thank you." You just left a little comment. I'm like, "Well, that's cool. I wonder who this Brett guy is." But before I even had a chance to follow up and check in with you, someone else came along and said, "Dude, there's no way you're actually selling that much on Amazon every day." And they actually said, "If you can prove it, I'll give you $5,000, which started a very interesting story. And when we post this audio today, I promise I'll have a video right there nearby that kind of tells that little story of how it unfolded, and the story's still unfolding. The guy's name was Chuck, and so far, Chuck hasn't quite come through for us yet, even though we offered to donate the money to charity, and even though he just lives a few minutes from you, come to find out, which was pretty funny, that he even though you've proven yourself now, he still has kind of hidden. But can't say I blame him, but he shouldn't have opened his mouth, in my opinion. But it's a great story. And but the bottom line is, you really are doing some great stuff on Amazon. You're a very successful student of the course that we offer, teaching people how to get started. And since it's been a few months since we checked in, I wanted to hear how you're doing, what you're up to, if you've learned anything new, how is the business going? Is it has it leveled off? Is it still growing? Those type of things. So, Brett Bartlett, thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate your time. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
I can't thank you
enough for the PAC course. And I mean, when I say it changed my life, it literally changed not only my life, but my in-laws' life too. Because I don't know if I told you this actually, but my Amazon business supports two families, not just one. And my in-laws were at a point where they had negative dollars in their bank account, didn't know what they were going to do. And I invited them in to partner with my Amazon business, and it was the best choice I ever made, along with the fact that now we both, live comfortably in Orange County. And so just can't thank you enough on how much that changed our lives.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Orange County like among the top five most expensive places you could live in the U.S.? I mean, isn't it a pretty high cost of living area?
That's probably an understatement. I've been born and raised in Orange County, so I don't know a very, a different cost of living. But as far as it being pretty costly compared to other areas, it's up there for sure.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And just to clarify something else, too, I don't think, although you probably were doing it as a favor to your in-laws to bring them into your business, your business has grown as a result, I'm guessing, because you've now got – you outsourced, basically. Anytime I hire somebody and put them to work, they need to be making more money than I'm paying them, and that's a great arrangement. Is that happening in this case?
Yeah, so a quick background on just kind of from zero to where we are now. I have tried a million different online businesses. I've built mobile apps. I have – tried to start niche websites. I have tried to sell digital products. I mean, you probably name it. I've tried it, and unfortunately, none of those had ever really had a substantial impact on my income. And we were at a point where my wife's my everything. My family. I'm a huge family guy, and I had always wanted to spend more time with my family by working out of the house or being my own boss, kind of having that dream. And in 2011, I found out that my wife was pregnant with our first daughter, Cambria.
Cambria, yes, she's beautiful. I follow you on Facebook, so I get to see the pictures.
That's like all that's on Facebook is pictures of her. My wife. I mean, she's just so cute. Facebook gets bombarded with her pictures.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and so we had a serious talk, and she said, "Hey, look, I really want – my wife was a hairstylist at the time, And she said, "Hey, look, I really want to be a stay-at-home mom." And I said, "Oh, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen." And so at that time, two things were happening. My in-laws were really struggling with their finances. And then, you know, my wife wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And here I was just, you know, I had one income stream, my full-time income. And I said, okay, well, I got to figure something out. You know, I got to find a way that makes this work. And honestly, I don't even know how I found you. I think I was just Googling around things. And thank God that you came up, and the PAC course was something you were talking about. I had never sold on eBay, and I had never sold on Amazon before. Took your PAC course, and then from there we started with $400. That was our limit to see if this worked or not. And we got going and spent the $400 and sent our stuff in. I remember some of the first stuff we bought. It was these little hamster Zuzu pets from Toys R Us. And we sent them in and couldn't believe that they were selling for more on Amazon than we were buying them at Toys R Us. And once we saw that it worked, we were all in. I was still working my full-time job, and it was a very demanding full-time job, anywhere from 50 to 65 hours a week. And what was great, and you talked about outsourcing, was my parents had, or my in-laws had, what I didn't have, which was time, because they were both unemployed at the time. And so when I invited them in as partners, it was the perfect fit, because I had a little bit of cash resources that they didn't have for inventory, but they had the time to go source and pack and ship and do everything that I couldn't do when I got home at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night.
Exactly. And something you don't know, I've just brought my mom in under the same arrangement. They used to be on the road a lot. They're actually what's called at-home missionaries, in-home missionaries. They traveled the United States doing missions work and things, but now they've kind of settled into the area. They live here. They've got a little more time on their hands. They're going to be home more. So I say, hey, Mom, learn Amazon and start doing it. I've got some money to invest in inventory. And she loves to shop. You know, I don't. So she can,
right,
she can
right.
get, and that's not the only way to get inventory. I don't want him to hear that from what I just said. But it's a great way to find a lot of inventory is just shopping locally. And like you just said, I mean, even retail prices off the shelf at Toys R Us, people go on to Amazon, they'll pay more for the convenience. And something I wanted to throw out there before I forgot it too is there's millions of people that have paid to have an Amazon Prime membership. These are what I call professional shoppers, such as my wife. All right, okay, she's got Amazon Prime, which means if we need something, it's midnight and we're sitting there like, oh, you know what, I meant to buy this whatever thing for our pet, or for, you know, Zane needs a jacket, or you know where, we jump on Amazon. And we know that within a day or two, it's going to be on our front steps. We're willing to pay for that convenience, and we know it's free shipping. That's what Amazon Prime is. So we'll pay a little more for the convenience. Sure we will. But what's happening behind the scenes is someone has gone out and snagged that product off a store shelf, sent it into Amazon, and now they're getting paid a nice cut for it. So it's a nice arrangement. But, yeah, well, you're talking about hiring family. I've just done that with my own mom. She's coming in to help me find eBay and Amazon inventory and going to pay her a percent. So how's that arrangement working now that you've been doing it for a while?
Oh, it's working out great. And it's what I suggest to anyone who asks me how to build their business. I only bring family and close family friends into our business. We have seen so much success from it because you're not raising up a competitor. You're actually just, you know, growing this. I a lot of people say, oh man, I can't believe you work with your family. That's crazy. I love it. You know, my wife and I, we went to work, like in parentheses, the other day. So it's me, my wife, and my wife Noelle and my daughter Cambria. And really we went shopping. My Noelle was buying some baby clothes and I was making some money and, you know, by buying some stuff off the retail shelves. And so it's a dream come true for me. Last time we talked, I think it was over the discussion of that I was selling $1,000 a day. Chuck had challenged that, and so we kind of had a discussion on it. And so that put me at 30,000 gross sales for the month at the time that we talked. And at that time, it was we had five people in our business that were working it on a consistent basis, but I was still at my full-time job when we talked. And now, since October, I have been a full-time entrepreneur, which I love. I work out of my house. My schedules are so flexible. I mean, granted, I still work. It's not, you know, I don't just sit back and watch the money roll in. But since October, I've been able to be at home with my wife and my family. I get to, in the mornings, I'm on baby duty. And so from about 8 to, or from anywhere from 7 to 9 o'clock, it's just me and my daughter, Cambria. We watch Sesame Street. Oh, my gosh, dream come true on that. I could have never done that when I was working my full-time job.
That's awesome. And I know I've told you this before, but you're not only a success story on one level. There's a deeper level success story here, because my true passion behind my business, and I've said it before to you probably, but bringing dads home is what it's all about to me, because it addresses so many problems in our culture and in our mindset and in the way we perceive making money and the way we perceive work and family and priorities. If I can get a dad home and have him be financially successful at the same time, I've just helped someone conquer so many of the just crushing trends in our culture. You know, we live in a fatherless culture. You know, we live in a culture that says if you're not working 60 hours a week, you're not truly committed. And there's so many negative messages. We live in a culture that's constantly trying to put marriage and family underneath work. So if I can bring a dad home, I've just helped conquer so many misconceptions and problems that our culture has. So it's a huge victory for me in that regard as well. And I've been enjoying exactly what you say. And I can just tell you, having done this for 10 years instead of 4 or 5 months, Brett, it doesn't get old. It never gets old. Setting the alarm for 8 and then just hitting the snooze and saying, you know what, I'm sleeping until 10 today. I don't want to get up right now. You know, and it's just a matter of rearranging a couple things, and you sleep till 10 because you felt like it. Now, you can't do that with a baby in diapers, okay? But they get a little older, and they can make themselves a little cereal, and you stay in bed, and that's okay.
That's awesome.
You know, and you can stay up till 3 and work if you want to, or you can take 4 days off on a whim and just not work. It's beautiful, and you can do things, and you put things in place now where the less you work, the more money you'll make. And that's going to make more and more sense to you over time, because the less you find yourself doing those $15 an hour jobs, the more time you have to think about ways to grow your business, and you're going to make more money by working less. You've escaped the rat trap is what you've done. And it's totally different way of thinking and seeing the world. And I congratulate you for it, because a lot of people that try to do it can't. And I'm honored that the course is what helped get you there. So I'll let you continue, but I had to throw a few thoughts in there. It just gets me excited to hear these things.
Oh, yeah. It like I said, Jim, when I say, because I've sent you a couple emails just saying, you know, thank you so much. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart, because I wouldn't trade. There's no way I will ever go back to what I was doing.
You've become unemployable. You've become unemployable. Or have you heard me say that before? Certifiably unemployable. There's no job that will ever appeal to you again. There's no job that would appeal to me.
It's on two levels, because one, you know, obviously I would never trade what I get to experience with my family now. And two is because I don't think there's a job that I would qualify for that would make this amount of money that I make now. And so on both levels, it's great, because there's really a lot of people, my friends, because I'll be 27 in about a week. You know, a lot of my friends are still looking for their you know, parentheses career job, and they'll say like, okay, well, what are you gonna do after you're done with this whole, you know, online thing? And I'm like, no, this is what I'm doing. This is it.
Yeah, there's a. You know what? You just addressed another misconception, and that is if you want to be successful, you stay in school, you get good grades, you go to college, you get the best job you can, and you stay there as long as you can unless there's a better job, and then you go there. That is so broke. That is such horrible advice. That is a creativity crusher. That kills the spirit of the entrepreneur to hear those words. And a lot of us are entrepreneurs and we don't realize it. If what I just said crushed your spirit a little bit, you're an entrepreneur and you're supposed to be out there creating stuff and having fun doing it and serving people while doing it. And it's a beautiful lifestyle. So yeah, your friends don't quite see it yet. They've got the glasses on still. That, you know, I mean, you can't blame them for 12 years. You know, that's what we heard in school. Get good grades, get a good job, go to college, get as good a job as you can, stay there as long as you can, unless a better opportunity comes along. Then you move for that little $15,000 raise. You move your family across the country if you have to. No, don't do that. You know, some people, they're happy. Some people are happy, and that's where they're supposed to be. But to some people, as I say those words, they feel miserable inside just hearing it. And that was me, and that's you as well, and that's a lot of other people. And they need to be, not just with Amazon, but there's so many opportunities on the Internet. And you've tapped into one of what I believe to be three huge opportunities that exist out there. And you've got one of them. And you're well on your way to establishing a second one without even realizing it. And that's becoming an expert that people want to hear from because they're so excited and they're so successful on a topic and so knowledgeable on a topic that people want to learn from them. And that's a great income stream right there. People are willing to pay you money. And you've already told me, people are starting to approach me and saying, hey, you know, will you teach me what you know? And you're kind of sending them to my course, like, oh, that's what I learned. But they want you. They love the excitement, the enthusiasm. You know, I'm considerably older than you. I'm in a different life stage. They want you, not me. That's cool. That's awesome. And you're going to slowly establish yourself as a leader. And you're already naturally a leader. And it comes across in the ways you've committed. And what we didn't hit on this call is, you know, you're leading youth. You're up in front of people. You're teaching them. You're being an example in the community. You're a leader already. So that's going to be a natural fit for you to start to play that role. And I can't wait to see how it develops and be a part of it and help you. And I want you bigger than me. I want you famous. I want you saying, that's Jim Cockrum, dude, who helped me get started. And they'll say, who? So I'd love nothing more. What else do you have for people? Maybe they're just getting started. And we don't have to do a big commercial for the Proven Amazon course, although that's what helped you get started. But what would you say to someone who's on the fence and thinking, is this real? Sure, it worked for him, but would it work here? Now, do you have any advice for folks? And how are you finding inventory, too? I want some specific meat, like any new tips for people that maybe I don't even know that you guys are doing.
My advice for anyone who's just kind of saying, was in the same position I was, like, hey, look, I need to make income semi-fast on online. Go to Amazon. Jim has the Pack course, which is great because it speeds up your learning curve of how to sell on Amazon. But even if you just want to check it out before you commit to the Pack course, you can type in sell on Amazon and Amazon will direct you to their actual Seller Central and it'll show you videos of how selling on Amazon works. And then that is always my recommendation. Start selling on Amazon because you will see items around your house will sell for more than you could fathom. You know, books, electronics, toys. It's just Amazon is growing at this pace that, you know, is hard to keep up with, which is a great problem because they're constantly bringing in new customers and customers who want to buy your product. And it's Amazon's 97% of the income that I make online. And like I said, I support two families off of it and live Jim, we actually live in a very nice house in Orange County, which, you know, it's not to say like, oh, wow, you know, I'm so rich, I'm so great, but just to prove that you can make a substantial living selling on Amazon. And that's where I start with anyone who just hasn't done anything yet and is looking to get started. And then anyone who's currently selling on Amazon, as far as sourcing opportunities, I'll touch on in a second, but one of the best choices I made, and Jim, I know you're a big advocate for it, is we hired my brother-in-law who was looking for a job 30 hours a week, paying him more than he was making at his other job, and he does all of our processing, which is putting the products into the system and then also taping and boxing and shipping out the product. So I don't do any of that anymore, which is great.
You don't touch box tape. Rule number one of success on eBay and Amazon.
Yep.
Right. That's awesome. You find someone else, and pretty soon he won't be touching it either. because he'll learn
Right.
the business and he'll be out there helping you source and grow the business. But everybody starts there, and
Right.
that's where you start. But you want to get out of that as quickly as you can, have someone else doing that part. That's beautiful. And and I want to hear your tips for sourcing inventory, but something you shared with me before we got on the phone today was, you know, you mentioned this earlier, you start off with $400 of inventory, and then you were buying a little more and a little more. What's one of the bigger inventory buys that you've done now? And we're just talking a few months. You know, this is a 6-8 month journey at most for you. Am I correct?
Yeah. That's something we should mention is I haven't been selling on Amazon for 10 years or anything. This is, I don't even think I haven't even gotten to a full year yet of selling on Amazon. So, we started, with 400, we spent $400 on inventory, and I sent you I always like to actually show the proof. I sent you a screenshot of what we growth sales, just so Chuck doesn't get upset. Growth sales,
You don't want to upset Chuck.
In December, our 30-day growth sales got up to $99,970.
Holy cow! I hadn't heard that number yet. You guys almost hit 100,000 in the month of December.
Yeah. We missed it by $30. $30, we almost had it.
I would have bought something if I'd have known that, man. I'd have bought one of those Zuzu pets or whatever you guys had out there. No, that is so cool. Congratulations. And so what is your profit margin? You're paying people. And the word profit is a very elusive term. What size check did Amazon send you out of that? Just give me a rough number of
Amazon. So Amazon pays you every 2 weeks. So over that 30 days, we got about $60,000 from Amazon.
About 60, you said? Yeah. So that's
60. Yeah.
That's on the upper end, 60% profit. Now you've got to pay, you know, the people who are helping you, and you've got some expenses and things, and you've probably got an office set up and supplies, blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, I mean, you guys are putting $1,000 a day into your pocket for you and your wife.
Oh yeah. What's great is our cost of goods are pretty low. You know, I mentioned the retail stuff, but that's actually a smaller chunk of where we get our inventory. And most of our markups are anywhere from 5 to 10 times on our inventory. So when we put up a decent number in December like that, we're looking pretty on what we're putting back into our pocket or what we're putting back into our business to grow it bigger. So it's been such a blessing and so it's mind blowing. I can't believe what I'm doing for a full time income now.
Yeah, you're serving people. You really are. You're serving. We had this conversation as well, but I learned this recently from Rabbi Daniel Penn. Every dollar bill that you're given as part of the work you do is a certificate proving that you serve someone. I love that quote. That's what you're doing. You're serving people by sending inventory to Amazon.
Yeah, and what I'm discovering that I'm very passionate about is I like to build the business out to invite people in. I'm just a person who wants to change someone else's life. And so, you know, my brother-in-law, prior to us hiring him on 30 hours a week at our place, he had just recently been fired from his job. And so it was a great opportunity for him. And I just love that, you know, at my full-time job, I couldn't have done anything for him. He would have just been in a tough spot. But because I had built this business out, we were looking for that, so it was a win-win situation for us. And I love that I had that opportunity to bring him into what we're doing.
That's fantastic. And I congratulate you on it, and you've got such a great heart for this. There's just no doubt in my mind it's going to continue to get better for you, and I know this has been very motivational for people who are listening. But I want to end on some tips for finding inventory. I mean, hit a few people like, here, you know, go out and do this. Like, give me some specific. Get me excited. I've been doing this a long time. Teach me something, Brett.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll name off all the places where I get inventory. Not so much like specific stores, but the general terms of it. And then I'll go into a little bit more detail on how you could use those. I know, Jim, you just promoted a book that is great for the retail cycles. That is something that if for anyone who's either taking the pack course or wanting to sell on Amazon, that is so will be so beneficial. Because I know one of the overwhelming things when I first started was not knowing how retail really works. And if you understand the cycles of retail, you'll know when to prepare for sales and stuff like that from certain stores. So I really suggest any people purchase that book.
I'll put a link to that book near this interview so people don't have to go searching for it, by the way. So
yeah, okay, so here's my inventory sources. We do retail because I live in Orange County, so we have a lot of retail stores. I mean, honestly, I probably hit 10% of what's around us, and that's mainly just because of, you know, time constrictions more than actual product constrictions. So if you're wondering, okay, where can I, you know, find inventory? You will find inventory at retail stores. Now, whatever you're comfortable with on your markup, I mean, now that we have more cash, we don't always need to be finding inventory that's 5 to 10 times markup. If it's going to sell very quickly, we're willing to make less money on it because we could actually make more money on it over time. So retail stores are great. We do a lot of stuff off of Craigslist. Now, I know that's not anything that's like, wow, you know, I'm not inventing a whole new system, but Craigslist is a great, great way of finding inventory that other people don't know. I always suggest start with things that you're familiar with. Like I've already coached one of my friends who just was out of work. He's my age. He wanted to get married and blah, blah, blah. And he'd only been doing it for a couple months, and he sold $17,000 in 30 days, and he had just gotten started too. And so he does a lot off of Craigslist, and a great way on Craigslist is you could even have people ship the stuff to you if you're good at it. And he started in an area that he was familiar with and grew it from there. So Craigslist is a great way to get started, but I definitely suggest starting with things that you already know because you'll know the price ranges of them. We do a lot of garage sales. We live in
You've
an
got
area
to,
that,
you know what you should do, Brett? You need to put that whole Craigslist Amazon strategy. I haven't heard that. You know, now I've used Craigslist
oh, really?
For a lot of creative things, but as far as using it to find inventory to send to Amazon, you need to document that. 15, 20 page book, step us through it, and then, you know, we'll sell that to my audience. They would love it.
I actually have I didn't tell you this. I meant to tell you this. Actually, my cousin, who's great at outsourcing, and actually was a big reason that I even wanted to become an entrepreneur, helped me hire a virtual assistant who does all my Craigslist posts. So I don't do my Craigslist posts. My virtual assistant does in the Philippines.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now you're talking my language. You've outsourced to someone in the Philippines to scour through local Craigslist and find potential inventory. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And if you're
you've got to document that for us. You've got to document that for us, and we'll work out some. I love the three-way wins. You mentioned win-win. I'm in the three-way win business. You win, my audience wins, and we'll reward you somehow for it, I'm sure. Yeah, it sounds like a great $7 special report to me that people would just eat up, and it would help a lot of people as well. So I want that on my desk by Tuesday morning, all right?
All right, sounds good.
That sounds great, man. It really does.
So that's another source of inventory. We do a lot of garage sales. We send out teams to garage sale. So it's not just, I think I read a lot of what a lot of people are doing. And I'm 110% sure that the success of what we're doing on Amazon is because we built teams. And like I said, it's only been family and close family friends who have joined our teams. We didn't create our own competition. But on weekends, we send out, you know, at one point we had 10 teams going, but because of the holidays, it's died down. So every weekend we have teams going out and finding low-cost products and selling them for high on Amazon from garage sales. And, you know, if it was just me, a one-man show, it'd be a lot tougher. But it's great. I get to come home on a Saturday, and the teams are pulled up in our driveway unloading their stuff, and it's a beautiful sight for me because we pay them, you know, an hourly on top of bonus structures of what they find. So they're really excited when they bring home a great find, and of course I'm really excited because that's going to make me money on Amazon. So that's another way that I source on Amazon. And then we do we have thrift stores.
You've got great instincts, by the way. Let me commend you on that. Sharing the profits with your team is the right way to build a team, even if you're not hiring family and friends, which eventually you'll be hiring other people as well. And you already have a little bit. You're rewarding them to help you grow your business. That's something, there's a great book by Dave Ramsey, Entree Leadership. He talks a lot about that's how you grow a team. You don't hire employees, you hire team members, and you incent them to grow the business, and you reward them for it, and you make them a part of it. You don't hire them to do duct tape. You hire them to make your business more profitable. Box tape is what I meant to say. He's not the box tape guy, your brother-in-law. He's helping you grow your business. And if he sees a way to improve it and to grow it, you reward him for that. It's built into the system. And I do that with my employees. I reward them as my business grows, the people that work with me. So great instincts there.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, actually, who does the boxing, he's on the team. We call him the rock stars on our garage sale team. They are amazing. Him and his best friend Blake, they are just incredible at finding good sources of inventory, and we call them the rock stars because they're like way into rock and roll too, and they actually want to start their own thrift store out of it from the garage sale stuff that they source. So it's so cool to see how things grow when you're inviting them into something. So I want to be a part of their store because they're doing so much for me on Amazon. You know, I want to partner with them on that. So anyways, there's so much that comes from committing to selling online. You know, the opportunities really become endless is what I'm realizing. It's not a lack of opportunity. It's more of where prioritizing which opportunity you want to go to first.
Yes, and here's what – about 5 years into this journey, here's what I realized, Brett, and I'll share this with you. It'll be meaningful to you and to others who are on a similar journey. My job title now, well, let me back up just a step. I heard the definition of an entrepreneur the other day is someone who has no idea what they do for a living. That's very soon going to be your job description.
Funny.
But I call myself a filter, an idea filter. That's the best job description I can give for what I do every day. I see literally dozens of good ideas every week, and I have to discard them. I have to throw them out. And I've thrown out some really amazing ideas, I'm sure. But what I'm on a hunt for is the right ideas. Good ideas come and go. They're a dime a dozen. They're everywhere. The right ideas, those I latch onto. And those are the life-changing moments, and I know it's going to impact a lot of people, and I know it's right for my family, and it's a good fit. I can easily automate it. It doesn't require several hours of my time every week. It's something I can set it and forget it. You know, those are the right ideas. So that's what you're on the hunt for now, is the right ideas, because you're going to be pounded with good ideas. Don't get suckered in by the good ideas, because those are shiny, but they end up just sucking up time, and at the end of the year, you're like, that one made me a little money, and it was a lot of work. And you don't want the good ideas. You want the right ideas, the great ideas. And that's exactly what you're going to be doing for a living. You're going to be an idea filter. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, and I love it. It's just been so exciting. So back to the sourcing opportunities. We did the garage sale, and then another part of what we do at the garage sales, which actually I really like because it's like building a sales funnel. We hand out cards to the people putting on the garage sale, and tell them that we give them kind of specific of what we look to buy, and people will call us. They'll call us back and say, hey, my friend has a warehouse full of X, and would you be interested in that? And we've had so many follow-up phone calls because we create a sticky system of we're all really polite to the people putting on the garage sale, even if we couldn't find a price that made sense. And people, I think, really respect that, and they want us to get the sale as opposed to someone else. And just the other day, there's a lady we're going back and forth on who has a huge collection of Barbies that she's getting rid of for her mother-in-law. And I was in there with 10 other sellers looking at the stuff, and this lady contacted us, and she wants us to buy it because of how we approach the situation. We gave her our card. I told her that. I told her the business that I do. I told her that she could do it. I explained to her how she could do it. I told her that I'd be more than happy to help her out in setting it up. But, you know, she kind of saw, I think she saw that I wasn't there to scam her or anything like that, and she wants us to buy the Barbie. So that's another great way to source inventory, is to actually create stickiness out of the people that you meet. It doesn't have to just be a one-time, oh, well, I got your CDs, I'm never going to talk to you again, you sucker, I got a good deal. That person
right.
might know someone who has even an even better deal. You know, make that an impactful situation, and then, you know, they're going to reference you to someone else, and that's kind of how our inventory funnel has been created. Is we're really trying to set up long-term relationships with people.
Yeah, and now your phone is ringing with potential inventory on the other end instead of searching for it constantly. Beautiful. I mean, seriously, we could have charged money, easily could have, and maybe should have for this. It's such amazing content. I love how helpful you're being, and I'm sure there's very bright future for you. And I know you're already feeling it right now, but it does actually get better, because soon it'll be you getting emails from people like I got from you saying, thank God I came across what you were saying and teaching and sharing, because it's changed our life. I was out of work and situation X, Y, and Z. I've heard all the stories now. The bottom line is, you know, in Hebrew, the word for money and the word for blood are the same word. You can't live without that word. It's necessary for life, and we all know that. So the way people earn an income and support their families, I mean, we're talking about pretty emotional, pretty heavy stuff here. And we're talking about helping people do that the right way and change the course of their life. And so you're on an exciting adventure here, Brett. And you've fired people up. Just this time that we've spent right now, there's people whose lives are going to be on a better path for it. Even if they don't buy anything from me and never send you a dime, their lives are going to be better for it. Just the tips that you've given here. So I really appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll do this again. We're talking about building a stronger partnership with you, even as far as having you help and coach some people, because you've just got such a teacher's heart. So we'll make that, get the ball rolling quicker rather than later on that. And thank you so much for your time. I've actually got another phone call I got to jump on here in just a few minutes, so I'm going to cut it off here. But tell Cambria and your wife I said hi. Can't wait to meet you guys in person sometime, and you guys are doing such a great work. I just I really appreciate it, and thank you for giving me some of the credit. I'm honored, to be honest with you. I'm totally honored. So anything you want to wrap
up
with?
Okay. Anything I want to wrap up with, I'll just say, hey, if you're out there and you're listening and you're wondering, can I do this, I just really encourage you to take action. Do it. I highly encourage you to buy Jim's Pack course, but even if you don't want to do that, start selling on Amazon. Take action. Don't just say what if. You deserve it. You deserve this opportunity. You deserve the life that I have right now. There's nothing special about me. I didn't go to any specific, you know, training or anything like that. I just took action, and I get to feel the benefits of that now.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Brett. Hey, we're going to talk again real soon, and I'm going to get some great feedback from this call, buddy. That was good stuff. So I appreciate your time, and have a great afternoon with your family there, and keep doing good stuff, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, Jim.
God bless.